The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
And now, episode 234, Death River Showdown.
He wants to overthrow you, my lord.
Yes, I heard. It seems he wants my head and Zokar's too.
Where do we go now?
At the end of this hall is the barracks. We will spend the dark time there. When it is light once again, we will depart for the camp.
If we manage to find the surgeon, how far is it to the location you have chosen for the operation?
I have decided that we'll be doing it right here. This facility was equipped with a state-of-the-art surgical ward. The doctor will have everything he needs for the procedure. We'll check it before leaving tomorrow.
Excellent.
Now that's interesting. I didn't know this bunker was equipped with a medical facility.
A very good one at that. This became a command center and bunker at the height of the war. This ended up being our last holdout before moving to Latumus.
We could easily take them in their sleep, Master.
Yes, we could. But we would also be taking information that I need. We will let them do what they needed to do. After they move on, we will continue back to Tyrannus. They had to return, and when they do, you may have both of them.
I will live for that day. They have reached the barracks.
This brings back many memories. What a glorious time.
Yes, the galaxy was ours for the taking.
Bunking with your comrades, anticipating the taste of battle, the smell of that anticipation, mixed with fear.
And that time will come soon again. When we have Zokar's circuit in my brain, I will command rage as he would.
They sound delusional, my lord.
Yes. We will let them play out their fantasy until it's time to bring them back to reality. Monitor them until they retire. I am going to get some sleep.
I will watch them and resist the temptation to end their journey here and now.
Thanks for springing for that meal, Colonel Bishop.
It was my pleasure, Sam. I thought perhaps we could talk much freer here in my office. Now, what's this about Leonard being a classmate?
We went to school together in Enterprise. That was a long time ago, but I remember him well. He was one of the few people I got along with.
The Colonel's real name is Vincent. He was recruited back in 97.
97? I've never heard of a plant that old. Not saying that you're old, Vincent, but being a local for that long is unheard of.
Well, this isn't my first rodeo. In 2003, I was able to help a Rage mercenary disrupt the power grid in the Northeast for a few days. It was a practice run for bigger interruptions.
You were a part of the Northeast blackout? I'm impressed. At that time, it was the world's second largest blackout in history, behind the 1999 Brazil blackout. That affected a few people in the U.S. and Canada.
Yeah, if you call 55 million a few.
Well, that was some kind of warm-up. What happened to the bigger follow-up?
Computers were starting to take over, and Rage saw a better opportunity.
For the last several years, we've been experimenting with small disruptions to the World Wide Web.
Everything is moving to the Internet. Soon, cash will be for collectors only.
I can't tell you how many times I tried to pay my phone bill and insisted I pay online. Everybody wants you to set up direct deposit and direct withdrawal.
Which is convenient until the Internet goes down.
If that happens, there will be complete chaos. I was part of the testing also. Of course, I can't talk much about it, but we just knocked out the 911 emergency phone system in a moderately sized city, and we almost brought them to their knees.
Thanks to your mission and that of others, we stand on the edge of a great victory for Rage.
There is something you really need to think about, both of you. That person from your past is most likely Scarlet. Hank told me that she was very persistent in everything she did. She turned against Hank and became a snitch for the IDF.
Which means they are the ones coming after me.
I imagine that the IDF made some sort of deal with her. They probably promised to ensure that you got convicted for that accident.
From what you told me about how Rage recruited her, that'd be ironic.
Yes, both sides promising the same thing.
Justice for her loss.
So what's the plan? What can we do?
My suggestion is to continue with your mission. They obviously don't have enough on you now or you'd be in prison. They know where you are and probably what you're doing. It's my guess that they'll go after Leonard to get any information about your past that they can.
There's not much to get. I was orphaned, raised mostly by the state and my uncle's family.
Your uncle's family? In Enterprise?
I think the only one still around is my cousin Brian, but I haven't had any contact with him since 97.
I imagine that if they already haven't done so, they'll talk to him and any of your classmates.
They won't get much here. I kept a low profile for the most part.
For the most part? What do you mean?
I was pretty active in my junior year. My senior year was a totally different story.
If you don't mind me asking, what happened?
It started innocently enough. I played the lottery and had a modest win. From there, I was hooked. I went from the lottery to gambling, to the horses. And before I knew it, I was stealing from my uncle, then strangers. With my juvenile record, I was facing some hard time.
Let me guess. You met a loan shark who put you even deeper in debt.
Not a loan shark, Sam. Me.
You had that kind of money?
No, but my contacts in Rage certainly did. They bailed him out.
And my friend Leonard. Lenny became my partner in crime. We stole everything we could get our hands on. He knew if I went down, he would too.
When my Rage handlers heard about it, it was a no-brainer. Two for one, if you will.
It seems to me, no offense, Korski, that you have a major liability for a local assistant.
Yes, I'm fully aware of that, Sam. I can pull some strings and keep you here a couple more days. We might need your help. Now, what about your partner, Wayne?
If you can get us a couple of more days here, leave them to me. It won't be a problem.
I hope everyone was able to get some rest.
Knowing we have a malfunctioning landing gear and can't land, sure, I slept like a baby.
Slane here might be joking, but I don't think any of us got much sleep.
Except for Lenora. She said she was exhausted. Do you want me to go and get her?
No, let her get some sleep. I'll bring her up to speed when she's awake. In the meantime, we need to go over our plan for Titan 3.
Liam and I will be here in a synchronized orbit.
It'll be just like playing a computer game in God mode.
I can assure you that this is far from any computer game.
I know that, Agent Simon. But Captain Nate played back some recordings from last time. Looked just like a game. That's all I'm saying.
Just remember, there is no player respawning in this game.
Gotcha.
Just like last time, we'll be watching you with our infrared cameras. We'll be able to warn you of any life forms that might be approaching you. We'll be able to direct your movements.
That will be extremely helpful, especially if we have to go through Death River.
You'll also be able to use the Mercury as a relay for communications.
Speaking of which, as soon as you establish communications with Gabby, Marco, and Jomac, I want to know.
If she hasn't killed those two yet.
I'm sure they're working things out. They might argue a lot, but all three are pretty much goal-oriented.
I'm certainly not worried about it. It keeps them sharp and on task.
We are entering into Titan 3 controlled space.
Thank you, Georgia. Vector to published navigational approach for Tyrannus.
Setting up course intercept.
So, Jaffra, what are your plans for Titan 3?
We'll break down as we did in Titan City. Liam and Nate will remain on board to monitor all movements. Captain Tam and I will work together while Agents Simon, Slane and Lenora will form the third team.
So are we all taking the Mercury shuttle to the surface? Are we going to land near Tyrannus?
We'll land at the IDF base just south of there. I want to let the authorities know that we will be operating in the area.
Is there a possibility we could use some of their transportation assets?
I seriously doubt it. They maintain a skeleton crew there. We should, however, be able to resupply there if needed.
That would be quite useful.
Then it sounds like we'll be relying on KL for transportation. If he is as bad as the former shop owner, Brady, then we need to be very careful.
What exactly do you mean by that?
Brady's loyalty was to whoever paid him the most. Whatever he knows about our plans, you can bet either Lister or Hanukkah will also know.
Or most likely both. We need to be very discreet about sharing our plans with anyone.
I agree with Agent Simon. Our plans are on a need-to-know basis, and he certainly doesn't need to know.
So Captain Knight and I'll be up here keeping an eye on all of you. How do you propose we split up the search?
A lot will depend on what we learn from our three bounty hunters on the ground. I'm hoping that they make contact with Lister and also with Hanukkah.
Based on what she tells us, I'm guessing that my group will concentrate on Lister and your group on Hanukkah.
That would be the most likely scenario. You'll just have to keep tight control on the Nora.
I'm not concerned. I'm sure she won't lose control or go after him alone.
Let's hope not. And while you're at it, remember Gabby has an axe to grind with Hanukkah and his guard.
I'm sure between Joe Mac and Marco, they can keep her in line.
Do you have any idea what sort of transportation we'll have?
Last time, I went by boat around the opening of Death River.
And Gabby and I went by canoe straight up the river.
It's my hope that neither Lister nor Hanukkah will be at the camp.
It sounds like it's a fun place to be after dark.
I can vouch for that.
You know, the more I hear you talk about this place, the more I like being up here. Thought I might get bored, but boredom sounds pretty good right about now.
Trust me, you won't have enough time to be bored. We'll have three groups to track and protect. If we get a location on Lister and Hanukkah, we'll be tracking them too.
Remember, Liam, this may sound and look like a computer game, but there is no reset button. It's very much life and death.
I understand. No reset, no respawn, or extra lives or medkits.
I have to say, though, once you are up on those walls at the camp shooting river monsters, it almost feels like one.
Until one of them breaks through the wall, then it becomes real very quickly.
Course intercept. We are on approach to Titan 3.
Once we establish orbit, you'll be boarding the shuttle. I suggest you take this time to gather your things together.
Vectors to the base will follow once you are atmospheric.
When we reach the atmosphere, we'll contact Gabby for a status update.
Copy that. I'll be monitoring.
And I'll be getting my 2-liter bottle of soda and bags of chips ready.
Soda and chips? Why?
Gotta get ready for some computer gaming.
Hey, Pappy. I see you got my message.
Yes, I did. I can't believe you found one of Korsky's classmates in the Witness Protection Program.
Yeah, they both disappeared at the same time, and we're thinking it was for the same reason.
If you have a theory, I'd like to hear it.
Hold on. Kelly and Scarlett are still in Enterprise. Let me give them a call. Hey there. Is Scarlett with you?
She's right here. I'll put you on speaker.
Okay, I'll do the same. Pappy's here with some questions.
Ladies, I'm wondering how Rage might have been able to get their claws into Vincent and Leonard.
Korsky, or Vincent, ran up a huge gambling debt. We think Vincent was stealing to help pay off that debt, and Leonard was helping him.
We believe things either got desperate or they borrowed from a loan shark and couldn't repay. Or maybe Rage paid their debt and recruited him.
Or Rage paid the loan shark. Whichever it was, the two of them were in Rage's debt.
Wait a minute. A guy named Leonard was recruited by Rage.
I know what you're thinking, Pappy, and you'd be right.
This is the same Leonard who helped Louie in Queens.
And the two were classmates. Now that is significant. So now this Leonard fella is in the Witness Protection Program?
Yeah, over near Hagerstown. Kate's meeting with Pearman to see about getting clearance to interview him.
Kelly wants to go also, and to be honest, so do I. We both worked for Rage. He might open up to me.
That's true, but it also might be the very thing that would shut him down.
Pappy's right, Scarlett. You work for Rage, he may not trust you.
I suppose so. Maybe I can give Kate a list of questions I'd like answered?
We can work that out.
And if I end up going to, you can give them to me.
How in the world did you discover this Leonard fellow was in Vincent's class?
Well, Kate was going through the yearbook. We were looking for classmates who still might be in the Enterprise area. She spotted someone who looked just like Leonard. She asked me to look at photos on a certain page, and I recognized the same guy as Leonard.
We talked to Vincent's cousin, Brian, and he said Vinny and Leonard were pretty tight in high school. And then something happened in their senior year.
You think it was the gambling debts?
Yeah, we do.
Oh, here comes Kate now. Hold on. Hey, Kate. We're talking to Kelly and Scarlett about Leonard.
Oh, hey, Mr. Thornton. Hey, Kelly. Hey, Scarlett.
Hey, sis. What'd you find out from Pierman?
You and Scarlett can head back to D.C. here. Tomorrow, you and I will head for Hagerstown to meet with Leonard.
Outstanding.
That's great news. We're about to wrap up here anyway.
Pierman wants you at the Enterprise Tip at 8 a.m. for transport. Kelly, you and I will proceed to Hagerstown as soon as you arrive.
Okay. Gotta go, sis. Got some packing to do. We'll see you all tomorrow morning.
All right. Bye.
Well, how'd your meeting go?
I highly recommend the number 4 special.
Sam, I think I know what you mean.
I do. But in all honesty, I recommend the number 4. We were right. Rage recruited Korski because of his gambling debts.
How about Leonard? Did he have anything to say about him?
Our assumption was right. Leonard was involved in Korski's gambling debts, and they both turned to crime to repay them.
And Rage swept in to save the day.
And it paid off for them. Rage has had 2 devoted locals since 97. Leonard was key in pulling off the 2003 Northeast Blackout.
I remember that one. People were stuck in the elevators and electric commuter trains. It was chaos.
According to Bishop, that was a practice run.
Practice? That was a long time ago. It seems like there would have been something bigger than that.
That was my thought exactly. They said that it became quite apparent that the internet was growing at an alarming rate. They could foresee a time when everything would depend on it.
I would say it's pretty much that way now.
Hank and Louie's mission was the real test run. They were trying to knock out the internet in the 2 busiest hubs in the nation.
They came pretty close. So do you think that their mission is to do a test run here?
I'm close to finding out. Bishop is going to pull some strings and get us extended a couple of days.
That means they may be close to implementing a plan. Any ideas what kind of excuse he'll give to get us extended?
Not really. Perhaps as a commander, he can request help from the GSA.
Now is the time to press for answers. You need to get in there and assert your hero status.
I have a feeling that they are headed in that direction. Otherwise, they wouldn't have said that they were going to extend our inspection here.
Then it looks like you have just a couple of days to find out what their mission is.
Come on, boys. Wakey, wakey. Eggs and bakey.
Did I actually fall asleep?
A couple of hours ago. Wake up, Sleeping Beauty.
Hey, Skipper. Rise and shine.
Come on, Mum. Just a couple of more minutes.
What?
Huh? Oh, just kidding. I had a dream where we were circling a planet filled with horrific monsters. Oh, it wasn't a dream. I was hoping it was.
Any action during our little nap?
Nah, the monsters were pretty quiet.
Well, that's not good.
Well, why is that?
Well, because it means they probably didn't eat last night.
Ah, which means tonight they might be extra hungry.
Or even today. Remember, it was still daylight when that stray one was sniffing us out.
Yeah, that'll make Hanukkah's ride to camp an interesting one.
Mercury to Bat 1.
This is Bat 1. Go ahead.
The Mercury has encountered a landing gear issue. Nate and Liam will remain in orbit and monitor us much like our last visit here. Over.
Copy that. Is everyone okay? Over.
We're all good. The rest of us will be taking the shuttlecraft to the surface. We plan on landing at the IDF base where you and Tam commandeered that fighter. Over.
Copy that. Fun times. We've been monitoring the bunker. Both Lister and Hanukkah are there. They arrived at different times. Over.
Does that mean they've been working together? Over.
Not based on what we saw. Hanukkah was headed to the camp, and Lister was returning to Tyrannus. For some reason, Lister stopped at the camp. He could have easily made it back to Tyrannus, but went into the bunker instead. Over.
It sounds like he got word that Hanukkah was headed his way. If so, he hid from him. Over.
We've come to the same conclusion that someone like K.L. warned him.
Which means this K.L. fellow can't be trusted. Over.
We concur. Stay up there and let us know as soon as either one of them depart. We're headed for the IDF base, Mercury out.
Well, I reckon with the right amount of light left, one of them's bound to leave sooner rather than later.
Since Lister was headed to town and went into the bunker first, my money's on Hanukkah. We'll want to get an early start for the camp before it gets too dark.
You know, this bat is equipped with air-to-surface missiles. It'd be pretty easy to make a gun run on Lister when he departs.
Don't tempt me.
Well, here's your chance. It looks like Hanukkah is leaving. I don't see Lister anywhere.
Are you sure it's Hanukkah?
Hold on. Yeah, he's turning east for the camp. Oh, I don't see Lister anywhere.
Okay, then it's a pretty good bet they haven't met. Lister probably hid and spied on Hanukkah to learn what his plans are.
If that's the case, Lister would be smart to stay in the bunker until Hanukkah returns.
He'll be able to ambush him then.
Mercury, this is Bat One. Over.
Go for Mercury.
Hanukkah and his guard have departed for the camp. Lister is not following. Over.
We copy. Maintain contact with Hanukkah. We're preparing to depart via the shuttle. I'll contact you when we land at the airfield. Over.
Roger that. Bat One out.
Well, how do you want to handle this?
I say we follow Hanukkah. Joffre's crew can monitor Lister. Hanukkah wants that circuit board implanted, and we have to stop him.
Once we get that circuit board inside my brain, nothing will stop me.
I hope we can find the surgeon you seek and get out of that crawl hole of a camp as soon as possible.
Don't worry. We will get him out post-haste.
Excellent. This place gives me the creeps.
Yes. I believe you've told me that before. I wouldn't worry. These creatures like to sleep during the day after feasting all night.
That's just it, my lord. I watched the surrounding outside monitors most of the night, and I didn't see anything moving about.
Perhaps they feasted the night before.
Which means they'll just be getting hungry. How far is this camp?
K.L. left the coordinates here on this GPS.
Oh, it will take that long? Can't this bucket on wheels go any faster?
Patience, God. We are in no great hurry. My surgeon isn't going anywhere.
Yes. Just like us.
There seems to be some sort of disturbance ahead.
Disturbance? What sort of disturbance?
The trees up ahead are shaking. Can you feel the ground trembling? It must be an earthquake.
If earthquakes walk on two hind legs, then it's an earthquake.
River monsters.
But it's daylight. They're supposed to be asleep.
Obviously they're not. Now man the cannon and defend us.
I can't turn the gun. One of them is on it. We're doomed. We're doomed.
Is this the end of Hanukkah and the guard? Will Jaffa and the crew make it to the airbase safely? And what will Kate and Kelly learn from Leonard? Find out in the next episode of the Hawk Chronicles. Light 'em if you got 'em.